John Rosa, administrator for your Boone County landfill, Boone County Recycling, and good to have you back.
Good to be here.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, great weather now. Going to heat up a little bit.
Yeah, well, we got to have heat. Of course, you've had enough rain this month to add an additional leachate trip or two for you. So, folks, yes, that is a concern. All right, let's go with some of the things that came up recently. You went back once again, got some information for the supervisors. We've talked about the leachate hauling in the past from the landfill, and you go to the, you know, I remember back in the beginning going to Ames with it, you know, that sort of thing. But so now you can come to the Boone County landfill, but it is a big chunk for them to come in at one time. And this is long term. This means, you know, even if the landfill were to close, you would still have to be doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, Boone County would, not Boone County residents, you're going to pay for this.
Yeah, that's correct. The leachate doesn't stop. You know, if a landfill gets full, we cap it, cover it, all that stuff. There's still going to be water working its way down.
And, yeah, it percolates.
And it's going to be coming, so we still have the collection system. And so beyond the life of the current landfill, and if hopefully a lot of years down the road, we are capping and covering and shutting down, leachate's still going to be going. So the benefit to having a forced main project is what we're talking about, a way to pump it directly into the city sewer system to the water treatment plant. Be beneficial long term. So we're talking life of the landfill currently, if there was an expansion for that that time frame, and then during closure, post closure time that the DNR requires to say you need to manage this for another 20-30 years beyond the shutdown time, so called closure, post closure monitoring of it. So a lot of years ahead, and we could benefit from having it. So that's what we're looking at, seeing, crunching all the numbers, getting the, you know, getting
just really getting started on more detailed information.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's not I try to remind folks, this is not like cutting edge, brand new stuff. There's a lot of landfills that have had this for a lot of years, whether or not they are designed to pump it, which is what we're looking at because we're far enough away from town and elevations and all those things. Mm-hmm. We're pumping from the bottom of the landfill. I know over in Ames, they're closed to landfill. They're hooked up to a main, but it's just gravity fed. That's an ideal situation. So good for them. But in our situation, we'd be pumping out of the bottom of the landfill and a pipe all the way down the road underneath 30 and keep going along Montana is the plan. And it hit the city sewer system and have it just go directly there instead of our guys having to drive a truck down, throw a hose in the tank, pump it into our vacuum truck, and then drive it uptown, you know, 3,000, maybe 3,400 gallons at a time. We can send this in nice and steady, slow, steady amount all day, all night long, frankly, which would be easier for the water treatment plant to deal with as it comes in instead of 3,000 gallons dumped in 15 minutes. So, I think there's a lot of benefits to it. You know, of course, the drawback is money. To look at it to say, but it's a payoff in so many years and saving staff time and truck time, maintenance, depreciation, yada, yada, yada. having another safeguard, frankly, too. You know, it's another way to deal with the leachate that we have to. If our truck breaks down,
we gotta
get that thing fixed as fast as possible. Yeah. So this is another way to have a way to monitor or to deal with it.
Yeah. And for those that are wondering, yes, you know, you think, well, you seal up the landfill and stuff like that, but water percolates. It goes on down.
Yep. And there's always stuff. It'll still be coming. You know, you can cap it all you want, but there's still going to be stuff that's coming in. So yeah. You get it.
And on the upside, you keep it out of the groundwater.
Yep.
That's the goal.
Yep. That's number one.
And so it's when we talk about that, people, it is really, we're talking long term. This is something, you know, it's not the first time the idea has come up here.
Yep.
Probably now, this is about as close as you've been for a while, actually, getting some numbers. You got to get some engineer estimates and stuff like that.
Yeah, some type of a design. Frankly, looking at getting a plan for it, a design, get get quotes or get bids and be like, well, this is the real dollar figure. We've had some, you know, rough estimates, but let's get a real true analysis of what it's going to be and then go from there. So yeah,
give you some accurate numbers to
a couple phases, a couple steps to go through anyway. And it's something that, you know, probably wasn't all that necessary in previous years, but as we continue to expand and grow, the landfill's getting bigger footprint, I guess, if you will, and taking in more water. When you have more exposure, more leachate coming through, more gallons of water. We pumped in the last calendar year, I think it was fiscal year, I looked it up, it was just over 1 million gallons that we hauled into the water treatment plant. So 1 million gallons going
and,
in.
And about 3,000 a time.
Yep, so. Start doing some, that's a lot of loads. That's a few miles. You know, we're so lucky to have the water treatment facility so close. It could be somewhere else. You know, it could go to Perry, to Ames, Des Moines. I mean, there's other options, but none of them really good. And we're lucky to have the water treatment facility so accommodating to us, and thank you if you're listening.
Well, those are some of the things. Yeah, a lot of people, they don't realize probably it's one of the regular operations, and again, depending on the amount of rain. So a drought year, you like this,
yeah,
or that, now we've had pretty good rain here this month, yep. And so I'm guessing an extra load or two probably is showing up.
Yeah,
so
we were able to get it down, you know, during that dry time, which is nice, and it gives us, you know, some leeway when it does get wet. And we're have some challenges of how much is coming in and the elevated water levels, and then but also can we get to the tank? You know, is it sloppy enough that our truck can't get to it? And so there's always those challenges we deal with and address and do what we can to work around those.
So have you heard back from the folks at, was it Pine Creek?
Pine Creek, yes.
Yeah. Well, this is the company that would like to do an analysis to see if it is feasible to harvest methane from the landfill.
Yeah,
and again, that's one of those things we've touched on in the past, and people might get tired of us talking about it.
Okay.
But it is one of those where it's there. We know it's there because you guys have to deal with it on a daily basis, but the question is there enough to make it cost effective?
That's right. And it's always been this, landfills create methane. You bury stuff in the ground, especially food waste, organics, you confine them. They don't just sit there. They're actually generating methane gas, and which is harmful for the environment. So when I got into the landfill and environmental education, it was a learning process too. And it's like, why can't we do something good with that? And so they are. But it's always been, you can only justify building a methane collection system, some way to mitigate it, if you're a big enough landfill. And so then it's the discussion, well, we're not big enough. Well, do we want to be big enough? No. If we're big enough, if we get more garbage, we're using up our airspace, which is another discussion. Instead, we want to go less. Well, if we go less, then you're not generating enough methane to justify a system to mitigate it and do something less environmentally bad or actually something really good with it. And now the technology, as I understand it, the technology is getting better, so they're able to accommodate smaller landfills. At first they were kind of hesitant on our size, but now they're pretty comfortable with it. I think the big selling point to what they're talking about is our proximity to the gas pipeline. So they can be able to connect to it, so they can do whatever they need to do to make the methane gas purified and then connect it into the gas pipeline. So proximity to the grid, if you will, is probably a big selling point. So our tonnage coming in annually, even if it drops, probably still because of the proximity is a good selling point. So now we've committed we signed the LOI, the letter of intent, kind of a time to say, you get some time to have exclusive time to come in and do your probe, the test probes, the collection, do monitoring and whatever you need to do within reason to know if you're going to want to sink that much money into this type of a system. I mean, it's a pretty large investment for them. And the nice part is, I mean, if it all comes back, so looking forward to the results, but if everything comes back, then they're going to build a facility that would be there for 20 years is, mm-hmm. is our time frame. There's safeguards to be built in to say, well, if it doesn't work for you, and you know, if you're losing money for whatever reason, and if they decide to shut down, that they would remove part of it, but they would still leave the flare system in place for us. Does that matter to us? Not currently. Our threshold for methane levels determined by the EPA, we are below the threshold.
Yeah. So you don't have to do the flare, flare off.
We're not required to do anything at this point. Now, they could change the threshold. They did a couple of years ago, I believe it was, lowered the threshold. We're still beneath that, just beneath it. If they lower it again, probably we're going to be required. So they could decide at any time to say, got to do something by lowering the threshold. Or if we get larger, or if we bring in different waste coming in, or you know, excessive amounts of organics coming in for some reason, then we could have higher amounts of methane production. So, again, required to do something at that point. So we're kind of being ahead of the game indirectly by saying we can work with this company and they would have a system to help us out, frankly. So, and we may be able to get some compensation for it financially.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. What's in it for us outside of they get the
probably
methane.
A big cost to us. And no, it's not. Frankly, it's, again, it sounds almost too good to be true. And I've always had that skepticism as a, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And it sounds like, you know, if everything tests well, that they can build their system and they can sell it. And then they will give us some financial compensation each year, too. So, do something environmentally good. And I've explained to folks, it's like usually when you do something environmentally good, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Or if you're going to make a lot of money, usually there's something environmentally bad. You know, sometimes there's a give and take on those things. And you know, what's the trade-off? And on this one, it's like, wow, this is environmentally good. And it's financially good. Possibly. Let's just see what happens, you know. But it's exciting. It's really exciting to think about.
The big thing right now that you want is they will come in and they will do their testing and do their analysis and put together their report on it.
Yeah.
So really, right now, it's a matter of we're waiting to see what comes up.
Yep. And they're trying to. They have a couple other facilities. They've been out to other landfills in the area too to say, you know, how about your place and how about yours? You know, are you interested? And I think there's a couple other ones that are going to be signing LOIs in the area. So I think they're probably going to then get contractors to do all them at once and do the research on it and do.
By the way,
it's
just he did vet this. He did check with other landfills. They do work with a couple other landfills, and some of them are a little bigger.
It's true. Yeah. Tonnage wise, we're right in there, you know, but we're hopefully going to be decreasing that figure in the near future. And I had those conversations with them about saying, I can't guarantee that our tonnage is always going to be at this level. And they're like, that's okay. I said, it could drop to the, you know, certain levels. They're like, okay, we understand, you know. And I said, I just want to be right up front, you know, crystal clear about this, that we don't want more necessarily tonnage coming in and using up our precious airspace. But I think the other part to their system is that when they've studied it, maximum methane from a landfill comes in 3 to 5 years after it comes in. So I had understood it to be the freshest stuff. So it's by their diagrams, if they're showing it's like the 3 to 5 year, which is our peak years these past, you know, 5 years, we've really hit these higher levels. So they're probably like, cool, you know, we can get built and we can benefit the most from that stuff that's probably at the prime methane generation.
Those are times. The big new cell areas.
Yeah.
Sizable. Well field. We'll see. Oh, well, again, we'll find out when the information becomes available and stuff. And, you know, people will probably say, because I mentioned it a lot, like when I talk about the supervisors and you visiting with the board and talking about life of the landfill, and we've touched on that too. It's not like an immediate, but you have to plan. And for a landfill, you got to plan more than just 5 years out. You're planning 10, 15, 20 years out.
Yeah.
And the board does have some concerns about life expectancy.
Yeah.
And where do you go from there?
When you start hitting on those years, what your time frame right there of the 5, 10, the 15 to 20 year time frame, you know, one thing is we're looking at is probably closure, you know, honestly, of in 20 years, you're 15, 20, somewhere in there of, we're running out of space. And one of the planning things would be then, well, what after that? How do we function? What's our operation? We're shutting it down. Just let it be monitored. Is it a transfer station? What do we do with our service to our residents and our community? And it becomes a big question.
So that's what they do, keep discussing yep. anyway at this point.
That's right.
What to do. We'll see. Like I can't you go higher? Well, you can only go so high.
Only so high. Yeah. That's right.
And we know, landfills are not easy to start. You just don't start one overnight.
Nope. No, you sure don't.
Oh, oh we'll see. Yep. One of the ways people can help, recycle.
Absolutely.
And again, we do that voluntarily. Mm-hmm. And again, there are times when I keep wondering, are we going to talk about mandatory recycling? Well, if you had more market,
yeah.
But again, bigger landfills probably, I think Metro, they have the volume where they could do more and make it more beneficial for people to recycle. Mm-hmm. But it's all voluntary here in Boone County.
Yep, and we do a good job. I always have to remind myself, when you get discouraged, and I know when I was in the recycling center more, it was very frustrating when people just were throwing garbage in or plastics that didn't meet the standard or whatever it was, stuff that shouldn't be in there. And it's still irritating and bothersome, especially when it's like hazardous waste type materials,
sure.
Sharps and those things that put people at risk. And it's, do it right or don't do it at all is what I keep telling people, commit to it. Don't guess. Don't,
you have
don't
do ways hopeful to do wishful. That. Yeah. There are ways to do that, yeah. But people just get kind of lazy and don't, they just throw it all together.
Yeah. And then in our service area, also hit on this one a little bit. It was interesting over in Greene County. So a lot of the communities over there have the collection areas and mm-hmm. a box, and then they haul it over and unload it in our transfer station. It's wonderful that they're committed to doing that and getting it to us, and we appreciate that. The emphasis is to do it correct again, because not just past that county, going over to Carroll County, read on their announcements that they pulled their community boxes. Because they were had it, they said it was that was enough, and people were abusing it, and they weren't doing it right, and they pulled the community boxes. I'm not saying we're doing that, but I thought it was pretty interesting. I commended the initiative to say enough's enough. You can't keep doing this. We're done with it. And maybe it was just a warning or an alert or whatever else it might be. But I thought it was kind of interesting that they said, we can't keep doing this. And it is frustrating. I will support that person. I know her over there that made that decision and be like, good for you. You get tired of it after a while and you got to do something about it. Can't keep being the parent to say, stop doing that, stop doing that, stop doing that, or else, stop doing that, or else. You can't make blank, empty promises or empty threats, I guess. So, again, I'm not saying we do that, but it is one of those things that, when you are just, when it's blatant abuse of the program, it gets really frustrating.
Yeah. That would be just somebody just bringing their garbage and throwing it in there.
Dog feces, diapers.
Diapers.
Those things are just beyond comprehension. Maybe they think disposable means recyclable. I don't know. I can't keep making the excuses for it to say, well, they probably don't understand. No, it's time.
Probably it's lazy.
Yeah.
It's just, well, that's okay.
I can space, throw it away. It's someone else's problem. Yep. As long as it's gone, who cares? Well, we do.
Yeah.
And I have employees that, it directly impacts. So,
but
yes,
one thing I did want to ask, because you've done a lot to try to put out the word about what is recycling. Are people staying pretty close to following along with kind of the guideline, if spin it's in, know, that sort of thing.
And there's, some that's doesn't have a twist top, but it's probably okay. I mean, I get that, but also just stick to the guidelines, when in doubt, throw it out. Remember those things. Just go by the guidelines and just put in what's good, because we'd waste time by pulling those things out. Our employees at the landfill and recycling center pulling those things out that shouldn't be in there. So it's a waste of our time, waste of fuel when you have to stop the skid loader to stop smashing it because you have to remove things. Just a lot of wasted time. So just please, 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 please just follow the guidelines and stick to what it shows.
And part of it is because we ship it out.
Yep.
So you want it as clean as possible.
Yeah.
When it heads down to the metro.
because we don't want to send it down.
Have them down send the road, it back.
And then them being irritated and saying, no more. You know, kind of like the
you have to play that game too. Yeah.
No more. Pull the containers. If we would jeopardize that, and they say no more, well, then what? You know, so don't put us at risk, please, and just follow the guidelines. Put in only the proper materials that should be in the recycling system. Give us those so we don't ever have to go at risk, because we don't want to lose a market for them.
Absolutely.
So say, lots of stuff. Yep. And if you have questions, please call us up at the landfill so we can answer those questions of, you know, this or that or what to do with, you know, those things. And we get a lot of calls, and we're fine to answer questions as much as possible.
Did want to ask again, because landfill handles Keep Boone County Beautiful. Do that. And I know Adopt a Road is one of the things the board has, supervisors have been kind of pushing again. We've touched on it before. Again, still have opportunities for doing that. And would anybody with any interest in helping to do some litter cleanup along the ditches, things like that, on the county roads?
Yep.
County roads.
Certain roads that are available, that are deemed to be appropriate for people to get out and clean them up. And we had one last month, I believe it was, or maybe the month before, but it was going north out of Ogden. And I know there's a stretch all the way from Ogden up to maybe to Pilot Mound even, but certainly past Don Williams, at least up to there. And it would be kind of neat to continue expanding that. And it doesn't have to be that one, but, you know, that would be something to go out to a county park. If you have a certain interest in a certain area about cleaning up a road, just get a hold of us, and we'll help you out, tell you what you got to do. Yeah. And
try to make it as workable as you can.
You bet.
That's one of the opportunities of keep Boone County Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You can do that. We already know, like, Seven Oaks has adopted, like, the boat ramp area. That's one of their things. They're there, so they happen to just go around and pick things up. And
made a lot of sense. I think they were doing it anyway. They thought, well, we should just adopt this. And they also do the hill, going up the hill there. So another stretch that they're concerned about. So good for them.
You don't have to walk all the hills. No, it's, again, if you have a family or a group that would like to do that, pretty easy to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the help is there too. Mm-hmm. Anything else special coming up for you? At least right now, not until you take the household hazardous waste event on the road in October. Otherwise, mostly just regular cleanup activity.
Yep, that's it.
No romp or anything like that this year?
Not yet. No, okay. Still waiting for groups to help us out with that. So if you're interested in doing that, we can get a hold of us. We'll support you in your efforts to clean up the river.
They will help you facilitate.
That's right.
John, thanks for joining us, and have a safe week out there.
Okay? Thanks. Yes, you too.